Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Support for this podcast is provided by Subtruck Law. Revolution Recap thanks Subtruck Law for their support of our show, local independent media, and their mission of bringing unbiased truth. Revolution Recap would also like to thank Six Point Builders for their support. Six Point Builders are builders of fine custom homes in the Boston metropolitan area. Welcome everyone to another episode of Revolution Recap. We have a special bonus episode for you today. Sam Minton of the Blazing Musket talked to George Metellus coming off of his call last week in the Revolution Independiente game. Sam talked to George to talk about his career, his background, and talking about his wonderful call in the Revolution game last week. Before we hop over to that interview, we want to tell you about our sponsor, BetOnline. BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all of your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all of the best player props. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. So head to BetOnline today and be part of the team. And remember to use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That is promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. We also want to remind you that the Rebellion will be having a breakfast-themed tailgate ahead of the MLS home opener on Sunday afternoon. So make sure you check that out at Lot 3B with the Rebellion. With all that being said, here is Sam and George.
What is going on, everybody? It is Sam Minton from the Blazing Musket, and I am so lucky to have a very special guest with me. I have George Metellus, basically the best announcer, at least to Revolution fans, that you have ever heard. George, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. Thank you very much for having me, Sam. I appreciate it. And this is unbelievable. Last couple of days have been unbelievable, but I appreciate you having me on. And let's see what happens in the future.
Yeah, I mean, what happens in the future, I think if Revolution fans had their way, you would call every single game. But I kind of want to get to, kind of your career and kind of love of soccer. So kind of just going back, can you just kind of talk about, growing up, just kind of when you first kind of fell in love or, piqued your interest in soccer?
I was going to blame my parents, but it's not something to blame. My parents got me into it. My mom and dad are born and raised in Haiti. Me and my family, me and my brother and my sister, we are first generation born in the United States. So the first sport that we followed and loved was soccer. And we learned the other sports growing up in America, obviously. But so that's where it started. Me and my brother, we didn't play any other sport organized except soccer. I mean, we weren't very good, but we call it optimist soccer down here. And that's how it started there for my parents. I mean, the first athlete that my parents ever talked about was Pelé. We're big Brazil fans. Most Haitians are Brazil fans. So Pelé was like the number one. Oh, I saw Pelé do this. My dad, I saw Pelé do that and everything. And I'm like, really? But you don't question your parents. Whatever. They saw him. Okay, cool. They didn't see it live. They probably saw it on TV or heard someone say they saw it. But whatever. But that's how it started from there. And then growing up in South Florida with a huge immigrant population that's from soccer-loving nations, it just grew from there playing Optimus Ball. And then I just got a chance after college, after I graduated from University of Miami, to do it as a broadcaster, because I was never going to be good enough to play. So I knew broadcasting. I can talk. I can't run, but I can talk. So that was the future there. But it all started with my parents and the fact that Haitians, that's our number one sport is soccer.
Yeah, I mean, personally, as someone who is married to a Brazilian, I love to hear that love for Brazil. But also, too, you know, you kind of mentioned it, just kind of, you know, being able to get into the broadcasting field. Can you just kind of talk to us about, you know, what you've been able to do in your career? You know, I listened to your voice on the broadcast. I'm like, this voice sounds familiar. And, you know, I used to watch a ton of Ligue 1 soccer. So that's where I remember from the BN days. But can you just kind of talk about, you know, your career and then obviously how you ended up covering CONCACAF Champions League? Yeah. Our Champions Cup, excuse me, as well as your other stops.
Well, I finished when I graduated college in 2004 from the University of Miami. It's all about the U305 till I die. I got to say that I'm a Hurricane. You know, I'm a Hurricane, so I got to show love to my school. We are cocky, arrogant SOBs, graduates of the University of Miami, but it's a beautiful thing. But when I actually did an internship at Gold TV while I was at UM, and it didn't lead to a job. So I had to work, you know, I had to get a job. I was a bartender for a while, bank teller. I was working front desk at a hotel for a while. And during that time, I did a little podcast with another colleague of mine, Juan Arango, who's an accomplished soccer broadcaster. And I wrote a little bit for like the early stages of some early websites in the early 2000s, but nothing, you know, nothing that paid. So I had to work. And I was just going along. And in 2010, after the South Africa World Cup, my colleague Juan Arango was at Gold TV. Gold TV was based here in South Florida, Miami. And he says, George, man, you want to work at Gold TV? I was like, yeah. They remembered me from my internship. And so I went in there, did an audition, and I started out on the weekend, but not even on the air broadcasting. I was doing closed captioning, doing some translation, just more production stuff behind the scenes. And then 2011 came around and somebody left and they're like, George, do you want to do this full time? And I was like, yeah, this is better than working at the front desk of a hotel where people are screaming at you for shit you didn't do. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. No, it's like my bed wasn't made. Why wasn't it made? I don't know, lady. I just got here. I don't do beds. I just work the front desk, you know?
Yeah.
So that was stress. But this job is a lot less stressful for sure. So that's how it got started. And then from Gold TV, you know, you get on the air, you start hosting shows, hosting games, and you just develop your craft. You listen to yourself, you try to get better. And at the same time, you try to find your voice. You try to find how your personality can come out in your commentary or in my case, a lot of studio hosting. And then it just grows from there. So that's basically got started. I'm very lucky because I was in the right place at the right time down here in South Florida when Gold TV and BN Sports were establishing their broadcasting base here, their operations here. And I just knew the right people at the right time. And now I'm going on, what is it, 2024? We're going on a 12, 13-year career. So I'm pretty lucky. And then CONCACAF is just, I knew people. It's a freelance gig. So I knew people from other leagues and other jobs that I had before. And they're like, George, you want to do CONCACAF? I was like, sure, yeah, I'll do it. And so that's really how it got started or how it developed. Just me being right place at the right time, being friendly enough with people who are willing to help me get a job.
Yeah. And then just you kind of mentioned it, just kind of working on your craft and stuff. I'd love to just kind of, you know, get a look into like your prep process for a game. Just what does that look like for you?
Well, it's a lot of researching. I have a bookmark or a couple of bookmarks of that I've categorized. So I have a bookmark of various websites for Ligue 1, for Spain, for Bundesliga, for Uruguayan League, for different leagues. And then I go to those websites and research and find information. There's a lot of colored markers, you know, You got most people who do talk football broadcasting, they have a paper. Now, whatever kind of paper they use is depends from person to person. They have the paper and they draw out the formation and the tactics. So for this game, Independiente versus the New England Revolution, right? It was Independiente was they were predominantly in black. So I use a black marker for their numbers. The New England Revolution had the white with the red trim and blue. So I used the blue and a color kind of color coordinator on my paper there and write out the names, write out their position on the pitch, and then a little bit of information like their age, how long they've been with the team. For example, Carlos Gil was 2021 MLS MVP, put that on there, some relevant information. And then it's just a lot of research, going to different websites, reading different things about the teams, the players, the coaches. And that's basically what it is. So I myself, in my mind, I'm sloppy. So I have to be organized when it comes to how I classify things when it comes to websites and different things, because if I just put stuff on bookmarks all over the place, I'm going to take forever because that's how my mind works. So I have to keep it organized. So I have one folder for the Brazilian, you know, Brasileirão, another folder for Argentina, another one for CONCACAF. And then I get information from there. And then a lot of times, for example, Panama, that Panamanian team, I didn't have a folder for Panamanian football because I never did, you know, Panamanian football before. So, I went Google Panama, and then I just started reading articles on the team and try to get some information. And I'm lucky because since I'm from Miami, I can speak Spanish. I can read Spanish. So you get information that you wouldn't get if you were just trying to looking for it in English. So it's really a kind of a multiple day process of visiting various websites from those different countries, getting information on the teams. And then if you can, maybe watch a few minutes of a game of a previous game. I know it was hard with Panama Independiente because it's Panamanian league. They don't, you know, it's hard. Maybe on YouTube, and New England Revolution had some preseason games, but with other job, I couldn't really get to see how they play or watch video. But that's basically the process. It's paper, colored markers, and a bunch of websites. That's most 99% of professional football soccer broadcasters. Those are the three main ingredients: bunch of websites, colored markers, and paper.
Yeah, and then just kind of too, I'd love to just kind of get a look into, you know, your experience calling games solo. Obviously, I can imagine how big of a challenge it is. And then I can only assume that you weren't down in Panama, but what's it like kind of calling a game off of a monitor?
Well, I've been doing it basically my whole career. I would say 95% of the games that you hear my voice on, it's been me, myself, solo.
Yeah.
Very rarely do I do games with two people or with another person. And if they do, most of the time I'm the color commentator because I'm going to be a little arrogant when I say this. They put me as a color commentator to bring some life into the game, because usually the person who does the play-by-play just doesn't have the imagination or the balls to say stuff like I do. But I digress. But I'm used to it. And that's where the preparation comes in, because you have to be able to fill for those 2 hours. So you have to have a lot of research, know a lot about the players, and then interject your personality when you can. But I don't mind it. I'm used to it. It's fun. As someone who likes to talk, I don't have to worry about another person talking. So that's more time for me to talk. So I don't mind. You know, I'm from the Caribbean. We like to talk. So it's a beautiful thing. So
yeah,
I'm just used to it. It's normal for me.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I was going to say, I don't think it's cocky to say after getting to hear you talk and commentate of the Revs and Independiente, you definitely bring the spice and a much needed, element to the game. But now I do want to get to that game.
Okay.
And your call of it. So we're going to start off with Andrew Farrell or Andrew Farrell. So I want to first off just how it came up. There was like one point where you said Andrew Farrell. You went back to Farrell. Just walk me through the process with that.
Well, it's basically how I interpreted his name. When I saw the name on the sheet and researching, I figured that's how you pronounce it. Now, the producer from the Neptunes definitely was in my head for sure. sure. And I didn't think I thought it was Farrell. Maybe it's an accent because of, living in the southern part of the United States. Maybe that has something to do with it. I wasn't thinking Will Ferrell. I was Farrell from the Neptunes, Farrell for me also is kind of like you get lost in the woods for 8 months and then you start walking around on all fours with oak moss for draws for underwear. Yeah. So maybe that played something in my head there. But when I first saw the name, I didn't think of Farrell. I thought of Farrell. Of the Neptunes, and then I just kept going in. And throughout the course of the match, I probably slipped. I don't think it was intentional that I meant to say Farrell. I think the one thing I've learned in broadcasting, and this is kind of a good piece of advice for broadcasters, is be consistent all the way through. Unless you're making a mistake, an egregious mistake, you have to correct it. But if it's minor or you say it one way and somebody else says it differently, just stay consistent throughout. So I might have slipped a little bit when I said Farrell, but when I first saw the name, I thought it was Farrell. And I'm sure, like I said, Farrell from the Neptunes was in my head and it just came out like that. And I saw the Twitter response and nobody seemed to be too upset about it. So I'm like, okay, cool.
It also doesn't appear that Andrew himself was too upset about it. I don't know if you've seen it. He tweeted a nice little gif of him with the Farrell gif. So I think he liked it as well, too.
Oh, cool. I appreciate that. That's good. That's good. The main thing for me is I don't want to disrespect the players because the last name is important because that's your family name. Mm-hmm. So as long as I didn't butcher it too bad and as long as he took it well, then I think I'm at peace with that.
Yeah, I think you're all good. And you mentioned a mistake. I don't know if this was necessarily a mistake because personally, I had no idea about this until it was brought up on the broadcast. But Dave Romney and Mitt Romney, what was that moment like?
That was a mistake.
You kind of mentioned it and then, later you have to be like, oh, he's actually related to him.
Yeah.
Just walk me through that.
Well, when I first saw the name, I thought, okay, man, that sounds like Mitt Romney. that sounds like, I was like, is he related to Mitt Romney? And then... throughout the course of the my instinct was they're not related, that's just coincidence. During the game I actually looked it up during the game and it was like, oh, he is a distant relative of Mitt Romney, and then that's when I made the correction. So at first I didn't think he was, and then I had to look it up just to make sure, because how many Romneys are there in the world? I mean, it's if it's like a Williams or Johnson, cool. But, or in my case, growing up in Miami, Rodriguez or Hernandez, then, they couldn't be related at all. But I'm like, how many Romneys are there? So at first I didn't think they were related, but then during the game, I had to look it up just to make sure. So that was an error on my part because I wasn't as thorough in my preparations as I should have been.
Again, to be fair to you, I had no idea before the broadcast as well. And I think 99% of Revolution fans were right there with you. And then now I'm going to transition into your rap debut, I guess, if you'd want to say.
Oh, goodness.
You don't have to go over your rapping, but just overall, I guess, who is Mike Jones, still tipping? Is that your favorite song, favorite rapper?
It's one of my favorite. I love that song. I do love that song. I have it downloaded. So, yeah, I do love that song, Still Tipping. And it's another thing that just popped in my head when I saw DeJuan Jones on the statute as a starter. I said, oh, DeJuan Jones, Mike Jones. But I couldn't get DeJuan, like, I couldn't get that syllable to flow, right? So I had to kind of twist it a little bit. But that's what just popped in my head. I saw DeJuan Jones and I thought, and I had listened to Still Tipping in my car on the way. So that was fresh in my head. And then I just couldn't remember quite the lyric right there and how to connect DeJuan Jones. I should have said Juan Jones. Ooh. Can't clone me. Got a lot of haters and a lot of homies. I should have said that, Juan Jones, instead of DeJuan. But it was a little sloppy there. That's why afterward I said my rapping sucks, because it does. So that's how it came up. But a lot of times it's just something that when I see the name, it triggers something in my head. You know, like Andrew Farrell is... I see the way it's spelled. It triggers Pharrell. You know, there was a guy on Independiente. His name was Aymar Modelo. I saw Modelo. I'm thinking Modelo Especial, the beer, because I see all the commercials of the beer.
Oh, yeah.
So it's sometimes it's just something that pops in my head when I see the name that triggers something. And then over the course of a 2-hour match where there wasn't that much excitement or that much activity in terms of goal scoring chances, you have a lull, you know, you gamble. I took a gamble. I'm telling you, Sam, I'm telling you right now, I am I take the most of any soccer broadcaster. I take the most risk because of saying Juan Jones, you can't clone me. Got a lot of, you know, I'm the one that I take those risks. Andrew Farrell, you know, or Pharrell, you know, Modelo Especial. I'll do that. I'm a risk taker when it comes to soccer broadcasting and saying things in the course of this show, because I don't know how people are going to react. They might like it. They might say it sucks. But, you know, you put it out there and then let the world kind of decide.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, we'd all agree that your risks, you know, pay off. And also there's that sense that you get to know the broadcaster. A lot of these broadcasters, you know, we're definitely kind of seeing it partly with, you know, MLS and MLS season pass. It can just kind of seem like, you know, not necessarily reading off a script, but, you know, they're just all the same. And when you have a broadcast like this, it just shows you, you know, into that person's life. And I will say, as a rap fan myself, I've been lucky enough where we get to know DeJuan for a long time. I instantly personally go DJ by Lil Wayne.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one. Yeah. DJ DeJuan. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Yeah. But if I do another game with him, I'm going
to
use that.
The reference was amazing. I think I give kudos to you on that. And then finally, before I do actually want to ask you about the Revolution, but your call was amazing, so I'd be remiss not to go into the details here. But just The Departed. Have you seen the movie? Do you have a favorite moment?
Oh man, I've watched that movie like 15 times. I love that movie.
What's your favorite scene?
My favorite scene in the movie is when Jack Nicholson, well, not Jack Nicholson, Frank, I forgot his last name, what was his character, but Jack Nicholson, when he gets shot by Jason Bourne at the end, I mean, Matt Damon at the end.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, because just Jack Nicholson was such a bastard, you know, and his people essentially killed, they threw Martin Sheen off the roof. Yeah, Captain Queenan, or no, was it Queen? Yeah, Queenan was the name of the character. They threw him off the roof. I was mad because I like Queenan. And then the way Matt Damon's character set up Jack Nicholson at the end and then shot him in the bulldozer. He's dead in the bulldozer right there. I think that was my favorite part. But so many parts are good. At the end, the little rat running across the guardrail overlooking the gold. I don't know what's that, the gold tower in Boston. I don't know the name of that structure. But at the end, the rat running across after Matt Damon got shot, that was a cool scene. But I think the part where Jack Nicholson gets it at the end, getting shot by the man that was his son. He thought of Matt Damon's character, Lieutenant Sullivan, as his son. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool. I didn't like that DiCaprio slept with Matt Damon's wife in that movie, or girlfriend, because it was DiCaprio's baby. But, you know, that just made the movie, enhance the movie even better. But I think that was my favorite part of the scene there, too. Oh, also when Jack Nicholson pulled out the hand in front of DiCaprio when he was eating lobster. Yeah. That was gangster. Oh, that was so gangster. That was some old school, you know, Father Joe Kennedy type stuff right there.
Oh, definitely old school mobster stuff. But George, overall, what were your impressions of the Revolution? New head coach, and just overall, just how do you think they'll fare in this tournament?
Well, first, let me just say one more thing. people are people talked about when I said Bobby Wood always up.
Might be a TIFO at Gillette Stadium.
Well, you know what? I have to say that's not me. That is Dr. Dre and Tupac from California Love. California Love, yep. Toward the end, he says Inglewood, yep. Always up to no good. And yep. So I just switched out Inglewood, Bobby Wood, rest is history. So that's not, I don't take credit for that. I just switched it up to match Bobby Wood. So I had to make clarification on that. But gotcha. From what I've seen so far with Caleb Porter, I mean, Caleb Porter has a great track record. He's a two-time MLS Cup winner. I think it's a work in progress. From what I saw, the double pivot there with Polster and Mark Anthony K looked good. Although I think, is it Noel or Noel? Because
no,
French
no.
And Spanish? Okay. Because
Joao Noel. There was a big controversy he wore. So basically, the United States men's national teams kind of neglected him. And the English youth national team's like, oh, we'll take you. He's played with Joe Bellingham and kind of gotten involved in their setup. Okay. So he wore like an English national team kit to a Revs game kind of in the midst of all this controversy. It sparked. And like, I remember we were in the locker room and so we asked him about it. He's like, yeah, like I'm British. I eat beans on toast. And it sparked this whole thing. But yeah, so it is Noel. It's not a French anything. Okay. Strictly English.
Okay, Noel. Okay, see, I was calling him Noel because in French and Spanish you have, Joyeux Noël is Merry Christmas in French, and Noel, so there it is. But the point is, him and Polster in that double pivot, that looked like a good connection there, good move. I like what Polster did in that game, very quiet match, but controlled the middle there. The biggest problem that I see, and like I said, this is the only time I've seen the New England Revolution in the last few years. Carlos Gil is going to be a great playmaker. Mm-hmm. I don't know who's going to be. I know on that right side, him and Esmir linked up a couple times. That was pretty good. That could be something that could be a problem for MLS defenses in this when the season starts. I don't know who's going to be the Vrioni is a. I don't know if he's a good striker. I haven't seen enough of him. But if he doesn't really need to score goals. All he needs to do is put himself in position to occupy defenders so that Chankalai, Carlos Hill, Nacho, Esmir can get into the area, create chances. Because sometimes I remember 2018 World Cup when France won. Mm-hmm. Olivier Giroud was the number 9. I don't think he scored a goal in that tournament.
Yep.
But they won it because he was enough of a presence to attract defenders. And then you have Griezmann and Mbappe and Dembele who are just monsters who are just getting in there causing all kind of problems. So I don't know if Vrioni is a player that needs to score a lot of goals, but if he can be effective enough in controlling defenses with Carlos Gil distributing, he's magic on the ball, and then getting some good wide play, then I think New England can get into the playoffs. And now what do they do in the playoffs? That's a different story. But just from the very little I know of MLS, they look like a team. If they get things right with the kind of coach that they have, with the experience he has, I don't see why they can't get into the playoffs and be like a higher seed in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's kind of an interesting situation because Dylan Barrero is currently out injured, and you imagine having Chankalai and Barrero out on those wings together. That can make a big difference, but you're going to have to wait midway through the season, possibly even longer. So it seems like it's going to be Esmir. Also want to compliment you on your pronunciation of Esmir. We all call him Esmir because we're not good enough to pronounce his last name. So you nailed that. And then with Brioni, it's this interesting situation. Last year under Bruce Arena, didn't really get consistent playing time. Caleb Porter kind of alluded to it in post-game comments. Sometimes you come off the bench, sometimes you get starts. And, Porter also mentioned kind of improving with his back to the goal. He's able to kind of make those run-in behinds, but being a true number 9 is something he kind of needs to work on. So, just as you pointed out, he's going to be a crucial piece. And, you have Carlos Gil, so he's able to make that magic happen. It's just kind of, who else around him is going to be able to help out. But, George, I thank you so much for your time. I don't know. What you got in store for calls, but if you want to plug anything, feel free to let us know where the people can find you.
You can find me on Twitter at GDMatellis8. I'm also, I have an Instagram, which is just George D. Matellis, my name all the way through. I think my next game, I don't think I'm scheduled to do the second leg. I think I'm doing, let me check here. I think I have the second leg of Philadelphia and Deportivo Saprissa.
Great, good,
my next schedule match. Yeah, yeah. That first, I mean, what, Carranza with a hat trick already and a weird own goal as well. So looking forward to that second leg. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, that's basically it. GD Metellus 8 at Twitter, GD Metellus on Instagram. Do not send me any crazy nudes or anything like that. I will block them, please.
Only maybe some Bobby Wood memes, some Andrew Farrell memes. But
yeah,
besides
that'll work.
Classic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure. But I appreciate you guys, the New England Revolution fan, you Sam as well, for having me on and talking, because when I did the game, I just did it and came off some of the stuff I said. It was just straight off the dome, you know, just no filter. And then the response I got was overwhelming and amazing and very humbling, made me feel good. So I appreciate all of you guys for all the support and the great comments.
Thanks again to Sam and the Blazing Musket for producing this episode. And thanks again for George for joining the show. And also thank you to our presenting sponsor, BetOnline. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you sign up for BetOnline today. Thank you everyone for listening, and go Revs.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.